Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from World War II Epic Battles, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sane Man, I have another topic request. You've made several videos about MGTOW celebrities. Could you make one about Michael Bay? As a fan of him and with his new film being released soon, I'm interested in your opinion. According to publicly available sources, he's never been married, doesn't have any kids, but had 4 relationships, and is currently single. The media and feminists throw the usual accusations at him. Check the article called A Condensed History of Michael Bay Being a Sexist Jerk. Also GQ's Oral History of Michael Bay, including interviews of actors, producers, and directors who worked with him and comment on his love life. For example, John Voight said, he has his girlfriends. He's very active with the gals. Julie White said, I just can't see him with somebody over 35. While Michael Bay himself said, it's about finding a wife, I've had a lot of great girlfriends, yet he remains unmarried and prefers to throw parties with sexy girls in his Miami mansion. So what do you think, Sandman? Is Michael Bay red-pilled and consciously going his own way? I'm looking forward to this one. But now I want to watch some Transformers and explosions. So see ya. Well, WW2 Epic Battles, thanks for the much-needed donation and topic. I'm sure YouTube will throttle this one down, and most guys probably won't show much interest in it either. Congrats on getting a job with the woke television show you told me about earlier, which I won't mention here. I spoke to someone here in Canada that's also working on it. You're in Europe, and he mentioned that there are actually 18 countries working on it. As for Michael Bay, I've watched most of his earlier films and was dazzled by the effects and sexy girls, but they're usually easily forgotten. But that's okay, because they were designed as summer popcorn flicks and nothing more. He's worth $500 million and is the 4th highest grossing director after Steven Spielberg, the Russo brothers, and Peter Jackson. To be honest, I thought this topic was going to be dull and boring, until I started reading the Cut magazine article link that you sent me, which is in the description. Now I think there are a lot of jealous women that realize that he has over $500 million, and they can't get their cooch on it. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Scars Arena.
Scars Arena Chlorophyll Complex Gummies is a maximum strength sunshine formula, a plant-powered energy source of phytonutrients, a powerful antioxidant that enhances overall well-being, oxygenates our body and boosts the immune system and energy levels. At 9,000 milligrams of nutrient-rich chlorophyll per bottle, 200 milligrams per serving, with zinc chloride, pH buffer electrolytes, and 10,000 IUs of D3, the sunshine nutrient with vitamin K2 and K7. A formula to help you drive nutrients in your body, to help you sleep well, breathe deep, move more, and feel good.
Anyways, now back to giant Transformer robots fighting in the background, with giant boobies in the foreground, moistening up your foreskin clown world show. Megan Fox's Transformers co-star Shia LaBeouf told the LA Times that Fox was uncomfortable with the way that Bay filmed women. But that's okay, because Shia LaBeouf isn't really a man after all. LaBeouf said this, and I quote, Mike films women in a way that appeals to a 16-year-old sexuality. It's summer, it's Michael Bay style. And I think Fox never really got comfortable with this. This is a girl who was taken from complete obscurity and placed in a sex-driven role in front of the whole world, and told she was the sexiest woman in America, and she had a hard time accepting it, unquote. This made me laugh and proves to me that Shy is a simp with that statement, that doesn't understand women at all. What woman wouldn't want to be seen as the biggest sex symbol in America, boosting her sexual marketplace value and getting her more film roles and access to Hollywood's leading men? Michael Bay made her career by first casting her in Bad Boys 2 at the age of 15 as a backup dancer, and then gave her a big break in Transformers. Back in 2009, The Observer wrote about how Fox got the Transformers role of Michaela Baines. She told him she went to Michael Bay's house to audition, and he made her wash his Ferrari while being filmed. She said she didn't actually know what had actually happened to the footage. She said that when I put it to Bay himself, he looked suitably abashed. He said he doesn't know what happened to it either. Well, we all know where it is. It's probably upstairs in a safe, and he probably brings it out to show people at parties. Maybe he used that footage as bait to lure studio executives to fund his other projects. Who knows? Even actress Kate Beckinsale wasn't too impressed by Bay's antics. She said this, and I quote, I don't think I fit the type of actress that Michael Bay had met before. The actress recalled on the Graham Norton show, I think he was baffled by me because my boobs weren't bigger than my head, and I wasn't blonde. I just had my daughter and had lost weight, but I was actually told that if I wanted the part, I would have to work out. She continued, and I just didn't understand why a 1940s nurse would do that, unquote. I'll tell you why, Kate. Because they made a World War II film for modern audiences. Everything from the point of view of the falling Japanese bombs that looked like cruise missiles, where the camera took the point of the view of the bomb falling. Audiences were already used to seeing Gulf War footage of missiles going down all the way to their targets. Michael Bay knew that he actually had to cater to his audience, and he does this very well. Seeing a curvy 1940s type woman with fat curves wasn't going to cut it with the teenage and early 20-something year old male audience. It's not sexism, it's marketing, and understanding your demographics. Michael Bay gives his audience what they want to see. That's something that's offensive in today's movie-making environments. We are being subjugated to fat, middle-aged leading actresses in things like Ghostbusters. They were older than many of the male characters in the first film with the males, when they made it back in the 1980s. We want young, sexy, blonde, and tan women like I usually put in my video thumbnails. This video is probably going to go down poorly because I don't actually show off a sexy woman in it. Look back on my videos and you'll see the ones with the sexier girls get more clicks for good-looking tits. Bay said that he's looking for a wife, but in fact he hasn't found one, which shows the sad state of affairs that women are in these days. Instead, he prefers to live with his three dogs. The first article you sent me, Epic Battles, ends describing what happened during a joint interview with Bay and Scarlett Johansson. They were asked what bonus features would be available on the DVD version of the film The Island, and Bay said Scarlett naked, and all she could do is just sit there and smile. Clearly he doesn't have class and is more interested in the female's ass, but that's why he makes so much money. Unfortunately for him, he's not going to be remembered through history, film history that is, the way that Spielberg, Peter Jackson, and James Cameron will. But I don't think he really cares. He seems to be going his own way from all that. The second article you sent me is called An Oral History of Michael Bay, and it starts with people calling him a cocksucker and a Nazi, often to his face, and he doesn't care. Then the same people that insult him sign up for the sequel. Spielberg has actually said that Bay has the best eye for multiple levels of pure visual adrenaline, and he's also gotten James Cameron's respect. But again, he doesn't really care what people say, and he goes his own way with his filmmaking the way that he does with women. He comes from making music videos, and you have 3 to 4 minutes to make a whole movie. His films are like 2.5-hour-long music videos. He also looks like a taller, richer version of Paul Hogan from Crocodile Dundee. I'm sure he could easily simp out the way that Quentin Tarantino or George Clooney have by getting married. But he's like the director version of Leonardo DiCaprio. But instead of 25 being his cutoff age for the women that he dates, people say that it's 35, which is the wall for women with regards to their most fertile years. I enjoy saturated colors on screen and abandoned or exotic filming locations, especially the Raylight ghost town from The Island, as well as the abandoned train station in Detroit for Transformers, or the abandoned backdrop for Alcatraz for the film The Rock. Those are the types of places I like to do fashion shoots and music videos as well. I think that's about all I've got to say about Michael Bay. He's part of a generation of men and women that prefer to have pets instead of marriage partners. He's in his mid-50s doing what young people in their 20s and 30s are doing today. That shows me that he understands the psychology of young males, and not only exploits this in his films, but also lives the way that a teenager would. It probably pisses off a lot of people that three dogs get to enjoy $500 million, instead of some wife and her rugrats. Speaking of rugrats, the Pope recently criticized people for having cats and dogs, instead of becoming parents. That's rich coming from a Catholic priest that will never have kids. If he wants more babies, then he should let his priest get married, like they're allowed to in the Orthodox and many other churches, instead of concentrating the wealth by having the priests give it all back to the Catholic Church. The church might be figuring out that promoting the idea that climate change is bad and that you shouldn't have kids is actually a bad thing. The people that were told the end of the world is coming through global warming don't actually want to procreate. Maybe Michael Bay and many others believe it and just get a cat or dog so that way they don't actually have to watch their kids die thanks to global warming. I was talking to someone a while back about fertility rates in the Philippines, and he said the number was 3 today, but that was the rate roughly 6 or 7 years ago. Now it's 2.4, and with the COOF it's probably below replacement levels. That's one of the countries that feed the faithful to the Catholic Church. Looks like in 5 to 10 years, once it becomes obvious that there's going to be a population crash, governments and institutions will start promoting families again to maintain their power and influence. The shame and pressure against male celebrities like DiCaprio and Bay to get married would be immense at that point. Imagine the government's reversing course and shaming people to start breeding, to save the economy, instead of shaming people not to breed in order to save the ecology. Imagine a world in 10 to 20 years where spreading MGTOW ideas is considered a criminal offense. And if you don't get married, you'll get shamed and ostracized by society, the way you would have if you were a gay man back in the 1970s or 80s. It won't matter as a man if you're creating cultural content like Michael Bay, or if you're working as a bachelor maintaining the infrastructure. All that'll matter is if you take one for the team and breed. Guys like Bay at that point would probably be canceled, or they would have to hire a surrogate. I think that's one of the ways that surrogacy could become socially acceptable for guys that will feel the pressure to have kids and reproduce, but won't like the pressure to pay for a pet pussy. As for the Michael Bay movies, besides the first few Transformers, the first Bad Boys film, as well as Pearl Harbor, I'm not exactly a fan. Pain and Gain was also fun, but I barely remember what happened in that. Michael Bay appears to be turning the page and starting to do films for an adult audience, but I think he needs to stick to films that are colorful and fun. Oh, The Rock was also a good film when it came out as well. Funny enough, I've never actually seen a picture of Michael Bay before making this video, and I never really thought about him as a top director. Usually I think about guys like Spielberg, most specifically with his second Golden Age trilogy with regards to AI, Catch Me If You Can, and Minority Report. After that, it was Christopher Nolan that inspired me. I think that's about all I got to say. The person that recommended this topic also runs a YouTube channel called World War II Epic Battles. So if you have some time, check it out. He's got 3D maps of battlefields, and it's put together professionally if you like that sort of content. I especially liked his most recent D-Day video. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to WW2 Epic Battles for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Shia LaBeouf wanted to smash Megan Fox, but Michael Bay banged her first. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the sexy audition video of a topless Shia LaBeouf watching a Transformer that Michael Bay keeps his blackmail in a safe away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.